Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just tried to call you, but the line was busy. I sent you an email. I need May, actually. I got March and April. I have March already.
I thought I sent those. Okay, I'm going to send it right over.
No problem. Can I take time for a second? Nothing wrong with it, but are you also working with a broker who's trying to obtain you funding?
No, I am working. No, I worked with a broker on this loan, Eric and Robert Bruce. Eric Roberts and Robert Bruce from iBank.
From where?
iBank.
iBank, okay. Have you recently been working with them, or is that old? The reason I'm asking is we don't have the intention of running your credit multiple times, so we reached out to some partners to see if they already have your file, and it seems like a lot of people already have your file. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. Because they were trying to get me funding. Because
when was that?
Oh, gosh. I got into it with them last week. So last week, week before.
Did they offer you any approvals?
He offered me a $90,000, but no refinance. You know, guys that got my loan.
Oh, so they just offered you like a second position, what it's called, a second position.
I don't know.
It's basically it's an additional loan to your current loan, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. We're going to I don't know if that really does anything for you.
No, it doesn't. And that's when him and I got into it, and I got on the phone with National Funding. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, so right now, all right, cool. I just want to ask, the reason I do this is, give me a second.
Now, I'm going to take that back. I did talk to a Ross Cohen after I got into it with Eric, but we did not pull anything, to my knowledge, because I was asking about refinancing. Not refinancing, getting a term loan, and he's the one that told me you couldn't get a term loan to take over. You can't get a term loan.
Do they offer you any approvals, though, or no?
No. We never did get that far. No, because I wanted a term loan. And so he said you can't get a term loan to... When you get those dailies, you can't get a term loan. And so he said you could go through Cabbage, but they only do a year. And I said, well, I'm at a year. And he said, well, we could do a credit card. And so I talked to a Seeking Capital, but they didn't offer me anything either.
Okay, so let's go over what I want to offer you, because I know what's going on. My industry, unfortunately, is I've been with our company for Bank of Cardiff for 9 years. We spoke previously. Most of the companies in our industry are extremely high pressure.
I know. That Ross Cohen keeps calling me, and I emailed him this morning and said we couldn't do anything.
Okay.
I know. They call all the time.
What we want to go through is an honest way to help your business, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. At least we're treating you honestly. That's the way that I would want to be treated.
Okay.
So here is what's going on. Your current, you're getting a lot of people throwing a lot of data at you, and what we need to do is kind of break this down into manageable chunks and tell you what's going on. You have two loans with National Funding.
Uh-huh.
The problem that you're facing right now is your loans are very expensive. And so the problem is they're eating up all your cash flow.
Yeah.
So you were borrowing $40,000, your payback was almost $60,000, correct?
Uh-huh.
So that means your loan is it's like 48 to 49% a year. It's very, very expensive money. Also, the problem is that it's just not enough money. A business of your size, $80,000 really doesn't do much. So there's a few different options for you to explore, and I hope you can grab a pen and write this down so you can have this in front of you.
Okay.
What is option one? Well, option one is called a second position loan. A second position loan, you don't want to hide anything from privacy. It violates your contract, typically. Typically, second position loans, they generally are considered a violation of the contract, but they're done all day in this industry. It's additional funding at... Now, most people, when they do second position loans, they're going to do shorter terms and much more expensive loans. So it's kind of a Band-Aid solution. It really doesn't help people in the long term. It can help them short term. We're a little different. We offer second position loans at very reasonable terms. Mm-hmm. Our second position loans are often cheaper than a first position loan. So it's kind of getting a second mortgage at a cheaper rate than your first position mortgage, okay? That's avenue one. Avenue two, you're talking about a term loan. I would provide, when I if I do a refinance for you, mm-hmm. I'm not giving you a five-year loan. I'm giving your business a working capital loan that refinances your current debt obligations. It is a short-term working capital loan. A short-term loan is anything defined as under 2 years. Most of our working capital loans are between 6 to 18 months. The average is 12 to 15 months. If you do a refinance of your loan, the whole goal is that you are locking in to a cheaper cost of money so you don't have to play this game with these small loans. It's one loan, it's a cheaper cost of a loan, and it assists your business. You would pay off your current obligations and you net the rest if you are interested. But if you're looking for like a five-year term loan, I don't want to be someone that's going to get into it with a customer on the phone. I let the other people in the industry duke it out. My customer relationships, they're not hostile at all. People like working with us, me especially.
But I don't know how a 6 or 12 is going to help us if I'm going into fall and winter. That's my problem.
And that's okay. That's a decision for you to make. It's not mm-hmm. a decision for me to make. My goal.
So,
go ahead.
So, I mean, if you refinance this one, yes, it's eating up our cash flow. But if we get another one to refinance that one, it's basically the same thing.
No, because here's what's going on. So it sounds like you might, it's all about needs. You probably will need some additional cash going into your slow season, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a choice. The thing that you want to get away from is you're borrowing money at 48% a year. That's very, very expensive money.
Right.
And your loans right now, the good news is you don't owe that much money. You don't owe $200,000. If you owe $200,000, I couldn't even have a conversation about this with you. You just simply wouldn't qualify. But because your loan balances are relatively not large, they're not huge, they're not above 150 or 200 grand, I can have a conversation with you. I can provide avenues. And so instead of continuing down, in my opinion, on this 48% a year term, very, very expensive money, what do you need? You need a cheaper cost of money and a better program. And so the program that I would shoot for you would be probably doing a 12 to 15 to 18 month term. The problem is your deal is getting shotgunned all over town. So people are just taking your transaction and they're throwing it against the, well, it's already been to one of our partner lenders, like I said. It's already been to one of our
so
partner lenders.
That Ross sent it there.
I have no.
Or Eric and Robert, maybe. Because when I had my conversation, Eric and Robert are the one that did me the 80. And they kind of fraudulently did it like a business line.
It is a business loan.
Well, it's a cash advance at a high interest.
All right, so what I provide is not a cash advance. A cash advance is an advance, it's not a loan. If I provide you a loan, I don't know how your national funding contract would rate it, but it would not be advance, it would be a loan. But by the way, on the phone, are you able to...
It was worded as a line of credit, but that's not what it is after I got off the phone with National.
I would never word it as a line of credit. It's a loan.
So, but I'm already at 12 months. So
correct.
12 months really isn't going to help me if I'm already at 12 months.
Good. This product... It could not help you. Yeah. I mean, I guess the question I would have for you is instead of I'm not like the salesperson that you're used to dealing with. It is what it is. What are your goals right now?
To get a little cheaper payment a month.
Okay.
You're right. It's eating up my cash flow because we're in fall to winter.
Okay.
Very rainy. I was told, well, I'll just tell you what I was told.
By the way, while we're having this conversation, can you send me over that Maybank statement while we're on the line?
Yeah. When I did business with Eric and Robert, real quick, they said, oh, well, if you build credit and in, you know, 3 months you build credit and you're making your payments daily, then, you know, we could turn this into a term loan at 5% interest.
Okay. You're not going to hear that from me. I have no, my reputation is more important than bullshitting you. I will not do that.
And so that's why we got into it, because I was panicking with them. And, you know, it's a panicky situation to me.
Yeah, drive the car off the lot, and if things don't work, you can always return it. And then you go to the lot, and you can't return it.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God. And so he said, you know, now you probably need to pay on it about 6 months. And he said, and then we could look at an SBA loan. And I said, that's not what you told me. And I said, we are getting into our fall and winter months. And I said, and it was just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So okay. Then I did call another place. And he said, well, the thing is, at first he said, yeah, we can help you. Then he came back and he said, no, you know, he's kind of telling me the same. That you.
He offered you, he offered you a cabbage loan, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then he said, they're 12 months. And I said, no, I said, I'm in a 12 month.
All right. So you need to deal with someone that has experience that's not going to sell you. This is the problem that's running into. You're going to, and don't take this the wrong way, you're going to a lot of salespeople. They just want to make a buck off you. That's their job. They're traditionally very commission-driven or commission-only. And so I think the second person you dealt with was actually pretty honest. The first situation sounds like without knowing the company, sounds like a nightmare.
Funding said, there's nothing you can do except we can turn them in. And I was actually the third person that called them that day. And so that kind
on the same on the same issue.
So I don't know. I was told the wrong things. Now I just need help.
Okay. So you're gonna have to, a lot of business, and I think you'll agree with this, is you have to trust the other person on the side of the phone. Just like if I needed to get a pool done, I really don't know the cost of that pool. I'm hoping that the person who's I'm working with is gonna get my pool done and they're not gonna rip me off. That's really the essence of what's going on here. So let's talk about, and you're sending me that Maybank statement, right?
Yes, I just sent it.
Okay. So what's going on with your business? What can be done? Just let's give you transparency into what we're going to offer. Because if I offer you an approval, I don't want this to turn into like a sales game and you to be like, oh, you didn't tell me that. I want you to expect.
Yeah, you tell me straight up what we're
what's
thinking,
going on.
What you're thinking.
Cool. So what are the facts? Well, you took out your loans how many months ago?
Since the end of May.
Okay. So the good thing is your loan didn't take out yesterday. So you got June, July, August, into September, you're about 3.5 months in. So what are the rules? Your current balances are about 90K. So what can be done? Working capital loans, what are some challenges you're facing? Well, there's a lot of lenders in this industry, and what you're experiencing is everyone will give you 100 grand, but not everyone will give you 250. And so the challenge is solving a problem. Option one is doing a refinance. What does that mean? Well, if you do a refinance, you're paying off your current obligations and you're netting at least 90 grand, typically. I do not like to provide these programs to customers where you're going to jump through a lot of hoops. I'm not going to have you spend 5 weeks in funding. I understand you have a business to run. I'd provide you with a program that works. If it works, you split the funding. You get at least 90 grand, you pay off at least 90 grand. If you get approved for more, let's say you get approved for $220,000, your lender would get 90, you'd get 130. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the benefit of that? Well, the benefit is you get your cash flow you need for your slow season, so you kind of are planning ahead, you pay off your current loans, and also you're locking into a cheaper cost of funding. Your cost of funding right now over a year term is like 49%. It's really, really expensive. So if you can get something that's a lot more reasonable, you're going to be locking into a better relationship and not having to play this game. No one is going to tell you that this is going to turn into a term loan. No one is going to tell you to do an SBA loan. Our reputation is way too important. We just do not lie. It's just not allowed. We're not going to tell you that. If someone else can tell you that, or if they think they can do that, great. But I don't like to have customers go into any type of relationship because I'll be here in 6 months and I don't want an angry phone call in 6 months.
Sure.
That's option one. Option two, what is the second option? Well, second option is this. We can potentially do what's called a second position loan. A second position loan, in my opinion, is it's not really as sweet as a first position loan because I like to refinance if at all possible. But if we offered you a second position loan, we would give you something fair. So it'd be additional capital to get you through the slow season. It wouldn't crush you. The rates and terms would be fair. Second position loans by nature never go longer than 10 to 12 months, but you could get between $50,000 to $100,000 at a very fair rate, not an astronomical 50% interest rate. Those would be the two options. If you are definitely looking for like a 2-year term or 3-year term or 4-year term, you can call a million people and they can tell you it exists, but you will go back through the same process.
Yeah. Okay, so help me out here.
Okay.
If you were me, and I'm trusting you because y'all financed our equipment and I seriously need some help.
Okay.
I need you to tell me what you would do.
I'm going to figure out your situation so you don't get it. Yeah, so I'm going to give you advice. The first thing is to figure out how much additional money do you think you're going to need for your slow industry?
Okay.
And what's that?
I need to get caught up on some bills between me and you.
Okay, how much? It's okay. You can tell me these things. I'm a person like you. How much bills do you need to get caught up on?
I guess I need to sit down and really look at them.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. So if it works out, you pay national funding.
Mm-hmm.
We take the money out to pay the slow season. Is that
mm-hmm.
right? To make
correct.
The payments of the slow
you just,
season.
You just net a certain amount. Correct. I also think, by the way, what's important is you work with one person. I hope it's Bank of Cardiff. I hope it's myself. But as someone that's spoken
I'm not
to previously,
talking to anybody else. I did ask that Ross Cohen. And then I got to thinking, well, day before yesterday, I thought, you know, Financial Pacific, I actually called them.
Yeah, they're the servicer in your transaction.
Yeah, and she said, why don't you call Bank of Cardiff? And I said, okay. And so I thought, and then that's whenever I saw y'all did those types. So if you do, so they should benefit you, not hurt you. Where if I do, okay, let me think a minute. So then we'll be on a 12-year note.
No, 12-month. Anything, here's what needs to be done. I need to get you, so I've submitted your file to underwriting. I'm going to hear back, and I help supervise underwriting here, so I have a good idea of the programs available. I'm not going to come back to you with a, here's the thing. There's many people in our industry that will, they don't see you as a customer. They see you as an opportunity. That's just not the way I see people. I also highly encourage you, if you go on Google, just go on Google, you can put Bank of Cardiff, you can look at reviews on the side of the right-hand tab. We have like 126 Google reviews. I'm specialized in refinancing, so you're actually, without being arrogant, you're talking to someone that understands the nuances of this industry. Here's what I think is very important for you. The first thing is, you've got to sit down and say, what is the minimum, maximum amount of money that I need to net? That is a very important question. Hey, like, my biggest goal is I need to net 30 grand. I need to net 100 grand. I need to net 70 grand. I need to net 140. Those are very important questions. What do I think is appropriate and what is the goal? You have two small loans. The average loan size for a business should be about 10% of their revenues. $90,000 is not doing anything for your business. These loans don't do anything. They just don't. They're sold though to you because they have very low payments. So what you need is you need one line. You need to be okay with having a term between 6 months to 18 months. I'm obviously going to get you the longest term available and the best discount available and doing one loan. If that doesn't work, the reason why these numbers are very important, you might come back to me and say, hey, Ruben, I ran the numbers and I need 60 grand for bills and 20 grand for the next 6 months. Well, then we'll do a second position, $80,000 to help you out without, we're not going to hit you on the head. We're going to give you a fair offer. But that's really important, if I was you, is to figure out about how much money I need to net at a minimum so I can put the program together for you and give you options.
Okay. Give me a little bit and I'll call you.
Yeah, no problem at all. And I just wanted to add, like I said, don't take anything the wrong way. I'm a bit of a bristly person. Yeah, it just...
I'm not. You're good. I'm past that. I'm not. You're good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Last thing I need to know is, the thing I want to know is about how much, besides how funding is, when do you want to get this funds? Is this something you want to take care of this week? Is this something you want to take care of? Okay, this week. Okay. All right. Last other question. I haven't pulled your husband's credit, but it will be processed by underwriting. Are there any issues I should be aware of?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I will be in touch with you ASAP.
Bye.
Bye-bye.